If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains, looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
Just a little tease. See the way she walks. Hear the way she talks. 'Cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease.
This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's just me in the studio right now. I believe Lucas is on his way. While we wait, we're going to listen to This Must Be the Place by The Talking Heads. Enjoy.
Thank you. quería decir es que tú estás jodiéndome la vida. Yo no quería pelear contigo. Yo solamente te quería amar. Pero tú eras muy celoso. Quería ser mi dueño, pero yo soy libre. Quiero ser mi rey, no sé si confío en ti.
That was Really Love by D'Angelo.
D'Angelo. My headphones aren't working. Oh no.
Guess who decided to show up today?
If you must know, I was getting pizza because I really needed a slice. I was starving. I went to Nick's
Pizza.
House of Pizza, which I've actually never been to despite living 20 feet away from it.
Whoa.
Yeah. Actually, that's not true. I did go with my dad when we visited Tufts like 4 years ago.
Whoa. Yeah. And I always love revisiting the first time I went those back. Places. And but it wasn't very good.
It was bad. 5 out of 10.
5. 50%.
50%. A failing grade.
What's your favorite pizza place around here?
Probably Espresso's, just because of the Mems.
People love Espresso's.
The Mems and the, you know, everything about it was just... Wow, okay. I'm sorry. For people listening, this mic cable... is like frayed at all the edges. I don't know if what, can a you hear my voice well?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Did you try turning your headphones up?
Yeah. There we go.
Does that help?
So smart.
Yeah.
But then yeah, so it's Espresso's, then Pizza Days, then Nick's.
I've never been to Pizza Days. Have you gotten the Pizza Days socks? That's all I know about it.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I've only been on Boston Ave. I think I've only been to Espresso's, obviously. But it caused a lot of tension in my house, especially during the pandemic, because my boyfriend really likes pizza. And so he always wants pizza. And he really likes Espresso's. And I don't really like pizza that much.
So why does the pandemic have to do with it?
Oh, because we would order in together.
Oh,
and then my whole house would want pizza, and we'd be like, oh, should we get Espresso's or should we get, like, better quality pizza?
Pizza Days or Nick's.
Or flatbread. Or there's...
flatbread's pretty good. My roommate Joel works there.
What's the other place in Davis?
Not Loaf.
Loaf of pizza.
Oath.
I feel like that's
Oath
pizza. Yeah. I think Oath is good. Yeah. So it caused a lot of
There's Dragon Pizza in Davis.
I've heard that that's really good. I tried to get it one time. Or maybe I did get it one time.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
But
I've heard that it's a fun place to go as well.
Yeah, they have like cassettes all over the wall.
Nice.
Beer on tap. But the sleeper pizza spot that not a lot of people know about is like you go down Boston Ave deeper into Medford, you take a left on that street that like if you're going
this is gonna do nothing for me, I'm just telling you right now. I have zero sense of direction.
You go a little bit down the road and there's this place called Joe Pizza. And that's a good slice. I highly recommend.
Now I kind of want pizza. I'm not going to lie. I don't say that very often.
We got her saying it, folks.
But me and my boyfriend have an agreement. And when we go out together, we like to share. And we've had a hard time like deciding who gets to decide. Like, who has more say in what we get, you know? Because if we both, like, don't care that much and we're like, oh, I kind of want this and the other person kind of wants this, but we're both fine with the other thing. Sorry, this is kind of boring. But we decided that for appetizers, I get the say. And for pizza, he gets the say because I care more about appetizers as a concept and he cares more about all things pizza.
What about just, like, main courses, though? Or... the then restaurant. Who decides the restaurant?
We don't have rules for that. The only guidelines we have are appetizers and pizza.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah, we're pretty cute.
How often do you go out to dinner?
Not a ton. Maybe every 2 weeks or something.
Sounds about right. Reasonable.
Yeah.
Living within your means.
Third year anniversary this month.
What day?
the 11th.
I think we got a radio show that day.
Nope, it's Thursday.
Damn it.
Little off.
Yeah.
Close.
Well, what do we have in store for today's radio show?
So I have a playlist with two songs on it.
We're going to play them at quarter speed, back to back.
And I actually decided after... Well, first of all, one of them's explicit, so I can't even play it. But I did some research today, and I decided that I don't even want to play it. So I have one song to play.
All right, let's hear it.
You've probably heard it before. It's called Furniture.
I'm probably gonna get hurt this weekend, 'cause you and I ended and you like new beginnings too much. I mentioned that I hope we stay friends, but I regret what I said, 'cause I heard what you told Emma. Damn, I really hate your guts. I hate all your friends and I miss you so much, but I blocked all your texts. Wow, this party sucks, so I'll run and get my coat and then you walk through the door. Who invited you, babe? I can't see you anymore.
Yeah. with you in parking lots, acting like I'm not falling for it. Still I sit with you in parking lots, acting like I'm not falling for it. Still I sit with you. Can you feel me now? Do you know?
Sleeping
Karen.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I gotta get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Which you can use right from your phone or computer.
It seems like there's an ad playing in the background.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that's from. It's from Singing Bird Sound 3 hours.
Okay.
We're gonna start from the top of this PSA. Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all that rainfall.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good. Hey, wait. You've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids playing this part of the neighborhood. And it's decompostable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
That's a whimper.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water. We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want Buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you...
Stop.
Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. What is that?
That one shouldn't be on that soundboard. I'm gonna play a song. This is Cow by Alex G.
I believe I made out fine in you. staring down the barrel of the Hudson, shining with the sheet of a shotgun. Carol has a little sweetie song, so as her eyes wanna come. Hanging your jeans with a clothespin, skin still wet, still on my skin. Mango in your mouth, juice dripping, shoulder of your shirt sleeve slipping. Christmas Eve with your mother and sis. Thank you.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech TV, hottie. Do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead. Do it for the monsters under your bed. Do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom. Broken hearts hurt, but they make us strong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into the starting over house. You know Matt Rouse and Jester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all the shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna cut yourself,
remember that I love you.
And if you wanna kill yourself,
remember that I love you.
Call me up before you're dead, we can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, but my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks, and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Bunny, you smiled at me and then you eased my pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My bunny one shines so sincere. The sunshine bouquet, bunny. Thank you for the love you brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel that I'm 10 feet tall. Like a windblown sail, Then our love was born. You held my hand. Bunny, once so true.
That was Bunny, parentheses, Song for a Crochet Alligator by Sherry Elf.
So she had a crochet alligator named Bunny.
She has a whole crochet museum.
Yeah.
In a little trailer out back of her art studio in Joshua Tree.
She sounds so cool.
I've been there. Sick. Biggest fan right here.
Yeah. Second, after your mom, of course.
Yes, always. This is The Morning Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening this week, y'all. Stick around for an hour of music with the Doctor from TARDIS Jukebox.